The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. This one from Monday, May 2nd, 2016. This show gives us the birth of the Tyler Doan impression. Hey, guys, how are you? That whole thing. That all manifested on this show. If you want the full show, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up. It's just $5 or $10 a month. I know you'll love it. And it really helps out. Keeps the puppy dogs fed. Keeps the lights on and on and on. Okay, there you go. Enjoy the Lost Zane recordings.
It's officially Monday. Julius is right now scrambling. He's touching the cord. He's monkeying with various things. That's the button, right? I'm doing that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You knew it. As we welcome in Matt Hahn as well here on the phones. Matt, is your mic working okay? Are you good to go over there? And you're...
Yeah, I think everything's going
okay. You're good. Julie's trying again.
Check one, two.
You have to slide over until it's done, until we get that figured out. Not too bad weather-wise today. We'll see a fair amount of sun, actually. And a high up around 60. You got it now. What did you do?
Check one, two.
No, it's not. It's not working. Okay. It's still not working. No matter how many times you try it, it's not going to work. Welcome in to our 18th show here at 107.3 WBBL. As I said, a high up around 63 today. And for Monday, much of the same. And then Wednesday, maybe some rain. Track meets for the Zane household, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Here we go. Kids sports. It's like a second job. Something you get. Did you guys do a lot of sports when you were growing up?
Nah, not really.
No? Anything? Matt, Han? I'm sorry, buddy.
I did baseball up until high school, and then I got cut, and I stopped.
Oh, yeah? You just gave up? All right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, buddy.
I played soccer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Of
All
course
the way
you did.
Through high school.
Yeah.
But no, not nothing. Nothing else really. Yeah. I played basketball for a season.
But I don't know terrible. What is the problem with everything you talk on to, Julius. This is really a catastrophe. This is absolutely. It's like you come into the radio station, and you leave on Friday, and everything's normal. And then by the time you come back, now that is on, Julius, but it's just not work. It just doesn't sound good. Hmm. What's funny is Julius has hit all the buttons that I have already hit about 50 times, which is not a bad move on his part because typically it's not out of the question for me to not to not do the right thing.
I don't think that's working either, is it?
Hold on a second. Let me pop this.
Track one.
That's working. It just sounds like balls. But it's the best you have at this point, Julius. So I wouldn't even mess with it. Today there's a ton of stuff to get into. My God. I don't even know where to begin. Let me just tell you that as usual, Simonson will check in at 8:40. He's stoked about the Lions draft. Han, what is your expertise when it comes to sports? You work at a sports talk radio station. What is the thing that gets you the most?
Well, I like all sports. I'm a really big hockey fan.
Okay.
Hockey's my big thing.
All right.
Me and Tyler do a podcast about sports.
Oh, that's so right. Doan on is it called Doan on Sports?
It's HD on Sports.
HD on Sports. That would stand for Han Doan,
yep,
on Sports. Okay. I was talking with Doan about that. When is the next podcast supposed to hit?
Not till next week. We took a break off this week.
You did?
We were really, really busy with my whole graduation, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an Orthodox Easter break.
Okay. Yeah. So you graduated this weekend.
Yes, I graduated on Saturday.
At the 10 or the 3?
I was the 3 o'clock one.
Okay, I was at the 10. How about that keynote?
I saw you tweeting about that. Who was that?
I don't know. I don't want to say. I probably shouldn't say anything. In fact, when I made the first comments about it over the weekend, I was actually at Van Andel Arena. I woke up and tweeted, oh my God, there's drool coming out of my mouth and lines on my face. I've been asleep. I woke up. And then I had a dream I was falling off a mountain or something, so I was startled awake. And then I turned around, and at least six people behind me, hand or head on hands, and just it was stunning. So I actually tweeted about it. I said, oh, no, 15,000 people sound asleep. Right away, somebody said, don't you ever learn your lesson. You're going to get fired again. The difference. Yes, we were in an arena not that different than the Deltaplex in terms of people who pile in. But there was this wasn't like the owner of the of the Van Andel Arena. OK, this was the keynote at GVSU's graduation. So I think it's a little different. I don't think I can get in trouble for that. Julius, do you think?
I think you could. I think they're going to tell your next daughter to not go to Grand Valley. You're going to be like, no, sorry.
Well, hey, your president for your school, is it President Haas?
Mm-hmm, Thomas Haas.
Tom Haas.
Yeah. That guy is terrific.
Oh, yeah. Love T. Haas.
Everybody loves T. Haas.
Oh, everyone has to get a picture with him every single time they see him.
Oh, that
everyone
was the big thing.
Stops him, yeah.
That was the big thing because he's handing out the little diploma cases, the folders, if you will, the binders, and everybody's getting a picture. Did you do anything wacky in front of the camera?
I just gave a thumbs up.
Okay.
That's pretty wacky.
That's not that wacky.
Yeah, you're right.
There were people who were doing somersaults at the 10 o'clock. There were people doing somersaults on the stage.
Did anyone give a fake name?
I didn't notice.
I don't remember what the fake name was, but someone gave a fake name where even the people who were reading the names were like,
oh, they're like, hey, would you blow me?
Yeah. It was something crazy. I don't remember what it was. But everyone started cracking up in the middle of graduation.
That's like our old PA pranks names. Ana Lintruder. Ray Peninfant. Oh, my God. What? Huh? That's terrible. So, yeah, that was, man, I've never been, it's been years since I've been through a college graduation. That was a long process. Some thoughts later on how they can improve it, of how they can speed that thing along. And I knew we were in trouble when the keynote started, and she was the type of person that says, like, four words and then pauses. So it would be like if I were reading the Alan Bob Sports commercial, and I went, Alan Bob Sports has been serving West Michigan sportsmen. And you know when I say sportsmen, I mean sportsmen and sportswomen. That was the pacing. And I'm like, oh, no.
It's like they've never talked into a microphone in front of a... Is this your first time? It probably was, but...
Jeez. So, and then the words were uttered... I'll be brief. And that is always the kiss of death.
But that is the dagger right there.
If they say, I'll be brief, they're just setting you up that you know you're getting ready for them to read War and Peace to you for extended time while all the graduates are like, oh. And I noticed that the graduates don't throw their hats in the air.
Oh, keep that.
Yeah, that's every. A lot of people make their hat and they put a lot of creativity in it. They don't lose a hat.
I don't know what happened. We got to that point. And then we were all just like, wait, is it done?
Yeah.
And then they started the procession, and we're all kind of like, we think we just missed our chance.
Yep. That's basically what they do. But I said to my I think it was my youngest daughter, I go, hey, how come they're not going to throw their hat? She goes, Dad, that's so high school. Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't. I was waiting to see, 2,500 graduates throw their hats. That would have been amazing. But no, they didn't do any of that. Thoughts on the GVSU graduation further a little bit later on in the show. Tyler Doan was in here. Was it all? No, Han, you were in here at the beginning of the week last week.
I was in on Tuesday last week.
You were in
week.
On Tuesday. Okay. And then Doan came in for the rest of it. Whoever's schedule can line up, as we piece this thing together. So I last night I hear from Doan. Did you hear from Doan too, Julius?
Yeah, I got a weird text from him. I didn't even respond. It was at like 5:30. I was like, God. As long as someone's here, I really don't care.
If you don't respond to him, he's going to spin out. I'm glad I responded to him because he's going to flip.
He sent me a different one than you. I know that.
Well, I'm gathering that it seems, though just 22 years old, Doan strikes me as like a 59-year-old dude and stuck in a 22-year-old baby Huey body. Doan writes, Hi, Shane! In my best Doan voice.
Hey, Zane, I'm not doing the phones tomorrow. I need some sleep. I haven't slept more than 5 hours all weekend.
I haven't slept more than 5 hours since I started here.
And I threw out my back. And I need to go to the doctor tomorrow before my arthritis starts flaring up.
I'm not making that up.
Wait.
I didn't know he had arthritis. Oh, no. Does he really have arthritis, Matt?
From what I know, he has gout.
Hell is gout?
That's you usually get that at the earliest age. Earliest recorded age of gout is 66 in history.
It does sound like an old man disease.
That is what he tells me, is that he has gout.
Okay,
and so
that's if I'm not mistaken, that is like an inflammation or buildup of a certain chemical in your body that causes like pain in your like ankles or maybe your wrists and things like that.
Yeah, he came in on crutches a month ago.
Okay,
and was like, "Yeah, I got gout," and we were all just like, "Okay,
okay." Yeah, Laura is now. Laura's talking to you over your shoulder. Is Laura saying like that's sensitive? He doesn't want to talk about that on the air. Oh no. Well, nevertheless, Doan apparently is out of commission for the time being.
Feel better.
Yeah, man. I hope you recover, Doan. And by the way, if there's ever anything you don't want mentioned on the air, Doan, include in the text. Don't mention this on the air. Is it supposed to be kept quiet?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's fine. So Tyler Doan is recovering. We'll all pray for him and his recovery of his gout, his arthritis. So basically what I'm looking at here is in the scope of 60 words, gout, arthritis, throughout his back, and he's sleepy. All things that are key, Doan cannot make it in.
I'd love to see a picture of him on crutches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really out of commission, guys. I'm not going to be there for you. I'm really bummed about that.
So, there we go. There's a ton of stuff going on locally in addition to the graduation. We've got to go back and relive what happened at XO on Friday because, as promised, we left. We talked about it on the radio Friday. We're going to go down to XO with listeners. And we had a bunch of people waiting out in front of the radio station at 10 minutes to 11. And we went in there. We were literally the first ones in.
It was a horde of people.
Yeah, we had a whole table. They had to put tables together, and Osman was so excited to see us. And, man, it really was like when we describe it as the health department was there, they were really there. I mean, in full force. They had several members of the Kent County Health Department just going through on this surprise inspection, and Osmond's crew did very well. The health, to watch them in action, the inspectors. I mean, you could actually hear the conversations because right behind us at the sushi bar, they had a member of the health department walking the staff through anything that they're watching them make the sushi.
It was amazing. They were very efficient.
Oh, and thorough. And you could hear, no. You want to do it like this, and so. They're all kind of like on pins and needles. Imagine if you're on the radio here and Mike McVay is standing. He's like one of the big wigs here at Cumulus in terms of programming.
The big wig.
He is the guy. If Mike McVay were in here and every word we said, he'd be going, no, you're doing it all wrong. No, shut up. Now start over. You're doing the weather wrong. You know?
Why aren't you doing traffic?
What? What time? Hey, how come that mic doesn't work? You know, I mean, that's the scrutiny these people were under. Plus, there's a language barrier. You know, 90% of Osmond's staff, speaks English as a second language. So
possibly third. I know.
Man, it was maybe third language. But and then Chen is doing off to the side doing TV interviews with everybody. And by the way, all that footage that was shot of me, I didn't see one bit of it on TV.
I completely forgot to even check.
I don't think anybody put any, because they had Channel 13 was out in front of XO, and they put me on. I didn't see anything.
My mom said she saw you on TV.
Well, I might have been in the B-roll, because they were, But I didn't see any, like, interviews. Did you?
I think she told me she saw an interview with
okay.
you because she comes running down the stairs. Matt, I saw that Eric Zane guy that you work with sometimes.
Your mom sounds like Doan.
That'd be a hell of a conversation.
So I didn't see a damn bit of it. But Channel 8 was out there. And also Fox 17, good groups, they were all there. So that was fun. And there was some awkward moments that I tend to put myself in terrible spots because of the function of my brain is falling apart in terms of person recognition. I can't wait to get into it when we describe to you what it's like to be me in terms of trying to remember people whom I know. People I know and have dealt with in the past on more than just a passing moment or two, and the thorough embarrassment that I put myself through. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony was televised over the weekend on HBO. That was great. There's a lot of great audio from that. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is always a big moment when the president kind of shows up there and they write jokes for him. I think he did pretty well.
He did well. Apparently someone who didn't do that well was Larry Wilmore. He's getting so much hate right now for...
He was the host?
I can't believe they let him host that thing.
Now, I don't even know who the hell that guy is.
He's the guy that took over for Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central.
Okay.
He's terrible.
Is he? Okay.
He's not that good.
So everybody dogged him, huh?
Oh, yeah. They usually save that for someone who's doing well. And Larry Wilmore is not doing well.
You're struggling.
He's very struggling.
Somebody called in a favor for Wilmore.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we need to boost your ratings.
Yep.
Because Colbert used to do it a bunch. And Colbert was always awesome. Stewart's done it. They get someone who's actually doing well in their career.
Right.
Larry Wilmore is not.
Yeah. Man. Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. We are broadcasting from the now. What was wrong with that mic, Julius?
Someone was messing with it. Both of these mics, someone was messing with it. All the settings were completely off.
Okay, so there's a contraption underneath the board that you went and troubleshot while we were getting started.
Exactly, yeah.
That was terrible. That was a bad feeling.
It sounded like this, kind of.
It was really bad.
And so, it's all good now.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was scared to death, man. That's the type of thing, man, that's going to put me on the ground.
Sounds like I'm in a hallway.
I haven't been on the ground in just over 2 weeks. If you put me on the ground, that's tough. I can't. Woo, that was bad. As we do this from the MapesEd.com bankruptcy studios, thanks again to Mapes for sponsoring the studio. If you're in bankruptcy trouble, my God, that's a drag. But there is help. MapesEd.com, that's where you need to go. So thanks to Jeff. And emails into the show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. We're firing this up on show number, what did I say? Show number what?
18.
Yes, show 18. Thank you. I don't know how long that's going to last, me keeping track of the show numbers, but for some reason I can't stop doing it. So we've got more coming up. We'll get to that in just a bit. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. A free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? Please check out my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you.